As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, let's go ahead and stop Moe's evil plan right now. Okay, this is how this goes, right? So next week we have off. It's Easter. So for me, it's Easter break with my kid, right? So I already told these guys in studio, I'm very excited about my week. Anytime that you're a parent, you get to spend one-on-one time with your 16-year-old, you grab it. Right? You grab it. So he's a big-time soccer fan, and he's a Tottenham fan. They are an English Premier League team in England, so we're going to go there to watch his favorite team, and then we're taking the train to Manchester, and there's a huge match on Sunday, or maybe it's Monday, between Arsenal and Man City, so we're going to take the train up there. So it's an all-soccer weekend in England. I am stoked about it.
Fire.
So what Mo usually does is on his way out on Thursday or Friday, hits us with, yeah, I'm going to the Maldives. I'm going to New Zealand. I'm going to Auckland. I'm going to Japan. And doesn't say anything about it until he did. So now what I am doing, I am tripping him up. Because now he's going to tell us where he's going and not shock us on Instagram.
I was hoping y'all didn't ask me. Because I know y'all gonna give me heat for this, but I genuinely don't know.
Really?
Okay, likely story.
I have no idea. All I know is about a month and a half ago, I would say, we were going to St. Martin. That was the plan. And then my lady came to me and was like, we're not doing that anymore. I looked into it. I did some research. We're not doing it. I said, why not? I've never been there. I've heard such amazing things. I want to go. And she said, I got something better for you.
Ooh,
so I said, better? Okay. Really? Beaches, sand? She said, yep, all that. Everything you like, but it's better than St. Martin. You've never been there. You've probably never even heard of it.
They got them naked beaches in St. Martin, too.
Ooh.
I'm going to miss that.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something about naked beaches. There's nobody on a naked beach you want to see naked.
I've heard.
Okay.
Go ahead. But yeah, I have no idea. It's going to be a surprise, but I'm looking forward to wherever I'm
going
to be.
So you still don't know where you're going?
I have no clue. She says she'd rather me find out when we actually go into the airport, so I don't know.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Now, are you the kind of guy that likes surprises like that, or are you a planner?
Typically, I don't like surprises. I like this one because it's a surprise, but it's not a surprise. Like, I don't like surprises when I just walk in the room and my mother's there. Like, those are kind of surprises. They mess me up. They mess my whole thing up.
But sure she won't be offended by that when she listens later.
I tell her that all the time, okay. Jokingly. She gets it. But when I know the surprise is coming, I know I'm going somewhere, I just don't know where, that kind of surprise, I'm all for that.
Okay.
No control. I don't have to plan anything. I just got to show up with my trunks and ready to have fun. I'm with that.
And Abby is going to California.
I'm going to Napa. See, that sounds fun for you, but for a girl, I have my outfits planned out to a T. I couldn't do the surprise vacation. Now, if it was just like a beach vacation, I get it. You could just like bring your swim trunks. But for me, I have been planning what I'm wearing in every photo for the last 3 weeks. I rent my clothes and they just got in yesterday and I have them all. I have an Excel spreadsheet. I know the poses I'm doing with which outfit and at what winery.
You are lying.
I kid you not.
Come on.
This is a PR trip for me. My mom thinks that it's bonding time. This is a chance for me to drink wine and up my Instagram
game.
Get
the gram up.
Okay, get the gram up.
I can't tell which one of this is funny and you're being sarcastic. You literally have every outfit picked out and the positions you're going to be in it?
100. You have to try it because you don't want to flash anybody. Some of them are a little bit more low cut. You can't have a nip slip on mommy and me vacation.
So you put them on and then look in the mirror to make sure that the pose is going to be right when it's time?
You got
to
you gotta check the fit. Wow.
This is so beautiful. We're going to England for 5 days. I think it took me 10 minutes to pack. I don't check a bag anymore. 3 pairs of jeans, couple of pairs of t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, because it's going to be in the 50s for the soccer matches. And that's all I know that we're doing.
Yeah, no, vacation is a fashion show for me, and I'm ready to strut.
I have like one outfit for any occasion. That's it. If it's hot, I got this. If it rains, I got this. I have no backup plans for anything.
Couldn't be me.
So is this your first time in Napa?
Yeah, I've never been before. My mom just randomly like called me up a couple months ago. She was like, my friend took her daughter on a really fun vacation to Portugal. And I was like, let's go to Portugal. She goes, no, we're not going that far, but we can go somewhere cool. And I love wine. She loves wine. So she was like, let me see if I can convince dad to let us go to Napa. And we've been planning it for like the last month, and I'm super pumped.
These vacations for me, I think I've tried to explain it to you guys earlier. I don't know when the idea in my head happened when I was super, super young. But I've told you guys the way I grew up, man, just really dismissive. My parents sucked. So I'm not exactly sure when and how I had the concept, but I know it happened in New York. So it was before I was 7 years old, because that's when I moved out to California, that I wanted to be successful enough. The only thing I wanted was to be able to go to an airport and choose where I wanted to go that day and go to that destination. I even knew at 7 years old, that took a lot of money to be able to do, right? Because you can't do that last minute, right? That has been my only marker for money really my entire life. It hasn't been to get a nice house, to get a nice car. Hasn't even been to provide for my family.
They'll be all right.
The North Star has always been travel for me, and I think it was because I wanted to escape, and I knew that if I worked hard enough and I had that kind of money, I could escape my house. I think when you're 7, you don't realize you're going to get older. So I think I always saw myself at 7 years old, even 20 years later, at 7 years old, going on over to Delta Airlines and putting my cash on the counter. But that's why I get so excited about vacation. So now even they're like gold markers for me. And that's really still where my North Star is. So when you say you're going to California, I get excited for you. When you say I have no idea where I'm going yet, I'm excited for you also. It's just traveling to me just fills so many different holes in my heart.
It fulfills your soul for sure. And it's the complete opposite for me. We didn't travel when I was a kid. So I think I've been on maybe 2 family vacations in my entire life. So I didn't really truly start traveling until I was, well, recently. I mean, I traveled a little bit, but once I really got the taste of it and realized how much it's life-changing, like the experiences, what you become grateful for, the things you appreciate. Like, you see how small you and the world are at the same time.
Yeah, and I also want to reiterate these too. We're talking about pretty ambitious vacations here. But for me, they started really, really small. Like, just getting out of your routine and even going an hour away somewhere, to me, is just as exciting.
Yeah, and we're so lucky that we have so much time to do it, because let me tell you, 2 years ago, I was lucky if I got like 3 days of vacation. So the fact that I have a whole week to just do whatever I want is so exciting.
Enjoy.
Hey, The Bird Show.